strongly believe. One more time, only believe. Possible. Only believe. I greet you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a lot on my heart, but we are pressed for time. So under instructions which I love to obey, I'll go straight to my scripture reading. Perhaps I could announce my title before reading the scripture. My title is going to be The Leverage Changeover.
Musoro wangu wenyaya unonzi kushandurwa kwe urevi.
Amen.
Kugamuchidzana urevi.
And we read together Deuteronomy 25.
Tichaverenga pamwe chete Deuteronomy 25.
I would like to read from verse 5 to verse 10 while you are standing.
Ndakuverenga verse 5 kusvika 10 makamira.
When brothers dwell together and one of them die and have no child, the wife of the dead shall not marry outside unto a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in unto her and take her to him to wife and perform the duty of an husband's brother unto her.
Kana vana vomunhu mumwe vagere pamwe chete mumwe wavo akafa asina mwanakomana. Mukadzi wo akafa haafaniri kuwanikwa nomutorwa kunze kwehama. Munun'una womurume wake unofanira kupinda kwaari, ave mukadzi wake, amuitire sezvinofanira kuita munun'una womurume.
Verse 6, and it shall be that the firstborn which he beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother which is dead, that his name, the dead brother, be not put out of Israel.
Zvino mwana wedangwe waachabereka ndiye unofanira kupinda panzvimbo yomukoma wake wakafa, kuitira zita rake reuyo mukoma akafa rake rirege kudzimwa pakati paIsraeri.
Watch this, and if the man like not to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate unto the elders and say, my husband's brother refuses to raise up unto his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother.
Verse 7, tarisai kutirikunzi, kana munhu asingari kuwana mukadzi womukoma wake, mukadzi womukoma wake unofanira kukwira kusuo ravakuru agoti, munun'una womurume wangu unoramba kumutsira mukoma wake zita muna Israeri. Haadi kundiitira sezvinofanira kuita munun'una womurume.
Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak unto him, and if he stand to it and say, I like not to take her.
Zvino vakuru veguta rake vanofanira kumudana vataure naye, kana akaramba achiti handidi hangu kumuwana.
Then shall his brother's wife come unto him in the presence of the elders and loose his shoe from off his foot and spit in his face and shall answer and say, so shall it be done unto that man that will not build up his brother's house.
Mukadzi womukoma wake unofanira kuuya kwaari pamberi pavakuru ndokubvisa shangu yake parutsoka rwake ndokumupfira mate pameso agopindura achiti ndizvo zvinofanira kuitirwa munhu usingavaki imba yomukoma wake.
And his name shall be called in Israel the house of him that has his shoe loosed.
Zita rake muna Israeri rinofanira kunzi imba yomunhu wakabviswa shangu yake.
I want to demonstrate something before you sit.
Ndoda kukuratidzai chimwe chinhu musati magara pasi.
If the one shoe is loosed,
kana imwe shangu yasunungurwa,
it means the man is imbalanced.
Zvinoreva kuti murume uyu haana kunyatsogadzikana.
So he's going to walk like this.
Achafamba sezvizvi.
Correct?
Ndizvo here?
And I'm not referring to anyone who has a body challenge.
Handisi kutaura mumwe akaremara zvake.
I'm talking of the scripture.
Ndikutaura pamusoro pegwaro.
Now, this is a very strange reading. You may enjoy the comfort of your seat.
Taverenga magwaro anoshamisa chaizvo, ropafadzwa hine kugara pasi.
While we remain standing.
Isu tiri vaviri tisare hedu takamira.
Now, Sister Chipo Chesa.
Zvino hanzvadzi Chipo Chesa.
Rest assured that this scripture doesn't mean that somebody else must come and marry.
Aiwa musatya henyu gwarere harisi kureva kuti pane anofanira kuuya ozokuroorai.
These are Old Testament types that must be fulfilled in Christ Jesus.
Imi pananidzo yemu Old Testament inofanira kuzadzikiswa muna Kristu Jesu.
So if we don't clarify it,
saka tikasazvijekesa,
there could be a brother already
panogona nge pane hama iri kungoti pamwe pada.
Amen.
Amen.
I came to Eastley Tabernacle today by invitation.
Ndauya ku Eastley Tabernacle nhasi nekuda kwekokero.
I do not come as an overlord over this assembly.
Handisi kuuya kuzoisa mutoro paungano ino.
But I have come to you as a brother in fellowship.
Asi ndauya sehama iri mukuwadzana nemi.
I have come to respect the majority vote of this church.
Ndauya kuzoremekedza kuvhota kwevakavhota vakawanda vechechi ino.
And this church is a sovereign assembly.
Nekuti kereke ino inozvitongera.
Now the word leveret,
zvinoshoko lekuti leveret,
is a Latin word which means a brother.
Izwi rechiratini rinoreva kuti hama.
And brother in Hebrew is achi.
Zvino hama muchiHebrew is achi.
And to me it is amazing that our former pastor had his first name Hama.
Zvino ini zvinondishamisa kuti mufudzi wedu vakaenda kunashe vaive nezita ravo rekutanga rekuti Hama.
A brother that is a blessing.
Hama yaive ropafadzo.
And is it not amazing that your choice by the Holy Ghost has chosen another blessing?
Zvino hazvishamisa here kuti sarudzo yenyu nemweya mutsvene masarudza rimwe ropafadzo.
So you definitely have to move from blessing to blessing.
Munofanira kufamba zvirokwavo kubva mamaropafadzo kuenda pane mamwe maropafadzo.
I wish to honor all the ministers who are here today.
Ndoda kuremekedza vashumiri vese vari pano nhasi.
We are fellow laborers in the same field.
Tiri vashandi pamwe chete mumunda mumwe chete.
Not one is greater than the other.
Hapana mukuru kune mumwe.
Let me begin with a very short word of exhortation.
Regai nditange nemashoko mashoma ekukukurudzirai.
But you must listen very carefully.
Asi munofanira kunyatso kuteerera chaizvo.
I wish I was a preacher like many of these brothers are very good preachers.
Ndaishuvira dai ndiri mushumiri sedzimwe hama dziri pano idzi dzinoparidza zvakanaka.
But my line is to teach.
Asi inini ndakadanwa kunodzidzisa.
So I am a teaching pastor.
Saka ndiri mufudzi anodzidzisa.
So we are going to look into what did these things really mean.
Saka tiri kunyatsopinda mukuona kuti zvinhu zvinombonyatsorevei.
But I want to relax your nerves.
Asi ndoda kuti mudekare zvenyu musavhunduke.
When students share answers during a test examination,
kana ma students vachiudzirana ma answer mu exam,
the teacher calls it cheating.
Mudzidzisi anoti muri kubiridzira.
The students call it teamwork.
Asi vana vechikoro vanoti kubatsirana pa exam.
So there are always two sides.
Saka panogara pane mativi maviri.
It depends on which side you are.
Zvinongoenderana nekuti iwe uri kudivi ripi.
I want to stand on the side of teamwork.
Ndoda kumira kurutivi rwekushandira mushandira pamwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Someday the Lord wills.
Rimwe zuva Ishe vachatendera.
I would like to come back and speak on scoring an own goal. Scoring a goal into your own hopes.
Kuzvigohwesera bhora mugedhe retimu yenyu.
Unfortunately, message churches, we are losing the match.
Asi tikushamisa kuti muchechi dzemharidzo tiri kukundwa.
Because instead of playing together to win, we are playing against each other.
Pane kuti titambe pamwe chete tikunde, tiri kumakana.
Before I continue, let me give you another example. If you are a member of any assembly, and you begin to share and talk about other people's problems, it is called gossip. But when elected officers talk about the same things, it's called consultation. So always find where you really belong and play your part. Amen.
Amen.
Now the Levirate law, as we have read in Deuteronomy 25, is actually found in Genesis 38, where Judah had three sons. And they were Onan and
Shelah.
And please take note that it was long before the law was written. Genesis 38 was long before the law of Moses was written. And yet the law of the brother taking over the dead brother's wife was in operation.
So
before the law there was grace. So this was happening in the dispensation of grace. And then the law of Moses took it over. Now Christ has fulfilled that law of Moses. And we are in the dispensation of grace again. So how does that scripture apply today? Paul says in Hebrews 10:1, he says, the law having a shadow of good things to come. I want you to notice the word good things to come. And Jesus says in Matthew 5:17, he says, I have come to fulfill the law. And in Hebrews 10:7, which to me is as good as Revelation 10:7, he says, in the volume of the book it is written of me, saith the Lord. I will not be long, but I want to hit the highlights of this scripture. According to Deuteronomy here, it's the preceding brother who dies. Then the following brother has to follow up in the name of the preceding brother who died. So the preceding brother would be looked upon as the firstborn brother. And Paul writes in Romans 8:29. He says, Jesus Christ, the firstborn among the brethren. So that law was already pointing to Jesus Christ. And the woman in Deuteronomy 25 was then the Old Testament church. Because in Jeremiah 3:15, God says, I am married unto you. So the Jewish church, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
failed to produce that word seed child. That's why when Jesus came in his day, and the Roman centurion said, speak the word only, Jesus remarked, he said, this woman Israel that I have as a wife has not produced this kind of child that I'm looking for. You see, he was looking for a church that would conceive of him And he is the word. And would therefore produce a word speaking child. And Jesus said, I have not found this faith among the Jews. Notice how the scripture says that the older brother died. Paul picks it up to the Philippians chapter 2 verse
8.
He says he humbled himself unto death. He was obedient unto the death of the cross.
So
that's what Deuteronomy 25 was pointing to. That the older brother is going to die. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not the wife dying. It's the husband dying. Christ dying for the church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But now, we are left with a little hiccup. They asked Jesus in Matthew 22:28. They said, we were following this law of the Levirate law. We had a woman that had a first husband and he died. And the second brother went in, and the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, up to the seventh. So they are proving to Jesus that they were still obeying that law. They say, now whose wife is she going to be in the resurrection? They don't realize they are speaking to the man that's going to fulfill the very same scripture. They are still moving in the flesh. They don't realize it's going to change into their spiritual application. He says, you make your mistakes because you don't know the scriptures. He says, in the resurrection, she will not be the wife of any of those seven. Because Jesus already knew in John 14:18-20. Listen to him speak to the disciples. Remember, he's the firstborn brother. He says, I go away. I'm going to die in Calvary. He said, but I shall come back. You see, whereas in the Old Testament, it had to be fulfilled by one brother followed by another. In the case of Jesus, when the changeover kicked in, he died and he came back. And when he came back, he came through Paul, Irenaeus, Martin,
Columba,
Luther,
Wesley,
William Branham, seven brothers.
Serving
this one woman. So whose wife is she going to be in the resurrection? The Bible says in Revelation 19:7, his wife has made herself ready. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To prove that the bride will be Christ. Bride. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She will not be called Paul's bride. Although Paul has a part in that bride. But the bride is not Paul's bride. It's not Irenaeus' bride. It's not Martin, Columba,
Luther,
Wesley, William Branham's bride. It is Mrs. Jesus Christ.
My Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's why the prophet says, I no longer call you a bride. I call you Mrs. Jesus.
And Dabuguti, my Jesus, and prophet.
Now, let's go a little bit into the loosing of the shoe. I wish I could have another hour. You can do that later. Understand why Joshua took off his shoes.
munzwisisa kuti sei Joshua akabvisa shangu.
Why Moses took off his shoes?
Sei Moses akabvisa shangu.
Why Paul says shoes are the preparation of faith?
Sei Paul akati shangu ndokugadzirwa kwokutenda.
But John the Baptist says in Mark 1 verse 7.
Asi John mubhabhatidzi muna Marko 1:7.
He says the one who comes after me.
Uya achatevera mushure mangu.
I'm not worthy to stoop down and loose his own shoes.
Andina kutokodzera kuti ndikotame ndisunungure shangu dzake.
Do you realize what John is saying?
Muri kutaurira kuti John ari kumboti
iko. He's not talking about taking off a shoe.
Asi kutaura nyaya yekubvisa shangu.
He's going back to the Levirate law.
Ari kudzokera kumurayo wechirevhi.
He's saying this one that will redeem you.
Uya achakudzikinura iyi.
No woman will take off his shoe.
Hapana mudzimai achabvisa shangu dzake.
He will take it off himself.
Iye achazvibvisira shangu dzake.
He is the redeemer. That's what John is saying. I'm not worthy to be the redeemer. To take off his shoe. Because in the Old Testament, if the man failed in the redemption of taking over the woman, she takes off the shoe. But if he takes off his shoe himself, like Boaz, then it means redemption is all. Let's read Revelation 10 together. Give me verse 1 and 2, my brother.
And I'll
close in about 10 minutes. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire.
Zvino ndakaona mumwe mutuma une simba achiburuka kudenga. Akapfeka gore, muraraungu wakanga uri pamusoro wake, chiso chake chakanga chakaita sezuva, netsoka dzake sembiru dzemoto.
Notice that John says his feet, he doesn't say his shoes.
Tarisai muone gwaro rinoti, tsoka dzake hazvina kunzi shangu dzake.
And he had in his hand a little book open, watch, and he set his right foot upon the sea, not right shoe, and his left foot on the earth.
Wakanga akabata bhuku duku rakazaruka muruoko rwake, akaisa rutsoka rwake, hazvina kunzi shangu asi rutsoka. Rorudyi pamusoro pegungwa, rorukoshe pamusoro penyika.
Some people are catching it already.
Vamwe vanhu vatozvibata
necheka. That in Revelation 10,
muna zvakazarwa
10, he doesn't come with shoes on.
Hauye neshangu.
Why?
Say.
Because he's coming to call those redeemed names from the book.
Nekuti ari kuyazodana mazita akadzikinurwa kubva
mubhuku. He has loosed his own shoe.
Asunungura shangu dzake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To redeem the bride and call their names.
Kudzikinura.
That's why the scripture injects in Deuteronomy 25 that the woman will do two things. She would loose the shoe. You're at the feet. You're at the feet. And then spit in the face. It's a mystery of the seven church ages. How it starts at the feet in Paul's age. And it comes to our day.
Where
John says, I saw his face shining like the sun. And that is the cloud of 1963. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
So the real wife. The real bride will not spit in the face. Oh, I better stop for a little while and just make you a little aware that there are those who on the internet are spitting at the face. They are saying the cloud never happened. But we say it happened. Because we are not going to spit in his face. Because he loosed his own shoe. So now we raise our hands in expectation. Because we know that our names have been called and we're on our way home. That's why Psalms 2 verse 12 says, kiss the sun. Kiss the sun. Don't spit in his face. Notice how the child who is born from the levirate marriage continues in the elder brother's name.
Anotora zita remukoma akafa.
That's why the bride in every church age. She does not take the name of denominations. She continues in the name of the elder brother. Now let me turn the picture a little for the next 5 minutes before we close. My theme is build your brother's house.
Amen.
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 I looked over to the pastor you've elected. I said, build your brother's house. Because Hebrews 3 verse 6 says, we are that house. Amen.
Amen.
So the church is a woman.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So my brother, before we ordain him, we are going to pray that as he steps into the pulpit from after his ordination, his purpose will be to continue where his former brother continued. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give me 1 minute before I close. So we are under great expectation for our new pastor. Expectation is a marvelous thing. Brother Sam here, Kumamoto, is from Botswana.
Brother Sam Kumamoto is from Botswana.
There is a desert there called
Kalahari.
Because I speak Botswana, Hokala means to dry up.
Kalahari is not ever kuoma.
Yes.
Kuomesa.
Ikadile the Kalahari. So, thank you, my brother. You are marvelous. God bless you. So, the pastor announced on a Sunday in
Botswana
and said, we have had no rain for a long time. He said, we are going to have a prayer meeting in the week. No preaching, no specials, just pray for rain. When the believers came in for prayer meeting, only one little girl of 5 years old. She came with an umbrella.
Akawene umbrella. Hallelujah.
Expectation.
Tarisiro.
Expectation.
Tarisiro.
You've got to expect. We are expecting great things, Pastor. God bless you. Well, in the days of our beloved prophet, there was a little girl who was lost in the meeting. She was blind. And she was looking for her daddy. And she bumped into the prophet. She didn't know it was him. And he said, little girl, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for my daddy, but I'm blind. If that man can pray for me, I will find my daddy. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
We are under expectation.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah!
We are going to ordain our pastor, the pastor that you voted in. After I ordain him, dear men of God, we are going to move down there with him. We are going to call his wife to come into the circle. Because when a man is called, the wife is called. And the ministers, we are going to make a circle around them. Because each one of them has got a lick of the pillar of fire. Then we will surround them with the pillar of fire and bless them into service. This is the sword of the Lord. And according to English culture, they knight a man by putting the sword on his shoulder. Yes, according to the laws, the English laws, he is not kneeling to the person who knights him.
Pastor George Martin.
Yes, he is kneeling because of the sword. And as the Levites carried the ark on their left shoulder over the heart, where the heart is, this is where I'm going to put the sword of the Lord. Brother Blessing Manyechi, God has smiled upon you.
Amen.
God has chosen you to take over the leadership of the Eastly Tabernacle.
Amen.
As we lay our hands of ordination upon you, there is a clear instruction from the Word. Build up your brother's house.
Amen.
We thus ordain you into the ministry and receive you as a fellow servant in the field of harvest. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are ordained. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you can just call her, say Eunice, come.
Eunice. Sister Eunice.
Wow, Manyeche,
could you please come forward, my sister? Ministers of honor, let us surround them as we hold hands.
Vashumire ndinokumbira kuti tivakomberedze takabatana maoko.
Ministers, let's hold hands around them.
Vashumire ngatibatane maoko takavakomberedza.
God bless you. We make a circle.
Ngativakomberedzei.
God bless you. And ministers, you will each pray as you feel led.
Amen.
Imi vashumire mose muchanamata sekutungamirwa kwamuchaita.
Let us form a circle of fire. Let's all pray, each one according to your heart's desire, my brothers.
Ntate
wa rona o ko le godimo. Re a leboga. Re eme mo morena re tshwarane ka diatla. Ra re a moya o halalelang. O theo ge motsatsing le. Hallelujah, as we form a wall of protection around my brother. May you bless him and his dear wife, knowing that they are called together into this ministry. We send them off with a blessing from above. As my brother's name is Blessing, you said in the scriptures, in blessing I will bless you. Heavenly Father, we unite together and say, this church has been through a turbulent time, over 1 year, 5 months, but finally you have brought them to a point. May you take them from over here, lead them, lead the pastor, lead the congregation, and may we continue to build up our brother's house in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Jesus. Remove all obstacles in their paths. Let them go through what you know will train and teach them. Oh, God. But all this while, we are behind them with our prayers and support. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. One more scripture. Just before I give over to our blessed pastor, there is a scripture that God had laid upon my heart. And you know the scripture. It reads this way. In blessing, I will bless thee. Did you hear that? In blessing,
Anzi, muna bless
I will bless thee.
Dichakuropa fadzai church. Hallelujah. Mwari akuropa fadzai.
Amen.
Amen.
My part is done when Mfundisi Wangu has greeted everyone.
Chikamu changu ndapeza. When my pastor apeza kwa savani wose.
He will take over his pulpit.
Vachazo uya pa pulpit yavo.
Shalom.
Rukare kwa muri.
Build your brother's house.
Vakai musha wemukoma wenyu. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, my precious brother. Teacher.
Yes.
Amen. Brother Mapu. God bless you. Oh, brother Mapu.
God bless you so much.
We love you, my brother.
Me too, so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mwari vakuropa fadzei.
You stood up. I'll ask the song leader to sing us one song.
Chakumbira muimbisi atimbe kambo kamwe chete.
You are blessed. You are blessed.
Indeed, the song we said, I'm blessed and I don't deserve it. But
I
want to thank God for grace, which is amazing. Even you sitting there, you don't deserve it, but it is because of amazing grace that you are seated there. A better person could have been sitting there. A better person could have been standing where I'm standing. But amazing grace of God. We want to thank God as we give a clap offering to the Lord. Sometimes you ask people to say, are you happy? If I do that, I'm not being honest. The faces I'm seeing, it's just written on their faces that people are happy.
Zvakangonyorwa paziso zvevanhu kuti muri kufara.
Maybe one will ask to say, why are you happy?
Pamwe munhu anokubvunza kuti ko uri kumbofarireiko?
You know, when you are in need of something, you get that something that you shall need of. You don't blame a person if that person is
sick. Yeah.
I know you prayed. And God answered your prayer. So I can say for sure you are justified with your happiness because God answered your prayers.
Saka kufara kwako, mufaro wako wakakodzera, nekuti wakakumbira Mwari wakakupindura. Hallelujah.
Many people were praying in Zimbabwe, outside of Zimbabwe.
Pane vanhu vakawanda vaina matamuno muZimbabwe nekunze kwenyika.
And by God's grace,
nenyasha dzaMwari,
as we know God answers prayer,
tichiziva kuti Mwari vanopindura munamato.
And we are here today.
Tiri pano nhasi.
One thing I know for sure.
Chinhu chimwe chandinonyatsoziva pachokwadi.
Predestination, no matter what you can do, you cannot change the predestination of God.
Chero ukaita sei, haugone kushandura zvakafanotemerwa. Hallelujah.
Jonah one time he thought he could change the predestination of God.
Johane rimwe nguva akafunga kuti anogona kushandura kufanotemera kwaMwari.
But Jonah, he couldn't.
Asi akazvitadza Jonah.
Of course he did the same work, but he had gone through the belly of the fish.
Wongo akashandura zvinhu asi akapfuura nemudumbu rehove.
I believe, brother and sister, that we don't help God.
Ini ndotenda hama hanzvadzi kuti hatigone kubatsira Mwari.
I also believe
ndinotendawo zvakare
in our 2019 theme
kuti mudingindira redu ra 2019,
which is a quote about our prophet,
in anova mashoko emuprofita wedu,
that we love one another above anything.
Kuti ngatidana nei mumwe nemumwe kudarika zvimwe zvose.
So brother and sister,
saka hama angu hanzvadzi yangu,
no matter what you have done, you have not done, what a brother has done, not done, let's just love one another.
Zvisinei kuti wakaitei, hauna kuitei, hama kana hanzvadzi yakakuitei, kana kuti haina kuitei, ngatingodananai zvakadaro.
By this shall all men know,
neizvi vanhu vose vachaziva,
that you are my disciples,
kuti mose muri vadzidzi vangu,
if you have loved one for another,
kana muchidanana mumwe nemumwe. Hallelujah.
I want to thank you all for coming. I know you could have gone some places. But you sacrificed all that you could have done to be with us today. I was talking to Brother Ben. He told me 34 years ago on a Sunday like this, that's the day he wedded.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure I will remember the date he wedded.
Ndotenda tukubva nhasi andimbofanaka kangana anniversary ya Brother Ben. Amen.
I would like to thank the ministers.
Ndinokutenda vashumiri nevafudzi
for coming today.
Nekuuya nhasi.
Some from Zimbabwe.
Vamwe vabva muno muZimbabwe.
Some from outside of Zimbabwe.
Vamwe vabva kunze kwenyika.
I know it's quite a sacrifice.
Ndinoziva kuti kuzvipira kukuru.
And I would like to say from the bottom of my heart,
uye ndoda kutaura kubva pakadzika pemoyo wangu,
may the Lord richly bless you.
Ishe vakuropafadzei zvakanyanyisa. Hallelujah.
I would ask all of you
jakukumbira imose
to keep on praying for Eastleigh Tabernacle,
kuti murambe muchinamatira Eastleigh Tabernacle,
that we take the word forward,
kuti tifambe mberi neshoko,
the same way our pastor Chesa taught us. I know he got it from the message of the prophet, so we're going to stick to that same word and go forward.
Nenzira imwe chete yatakapuwa nemfundisi wedu Pastor Chesa vakafanotungamira, nekuti tinoziva kuti vakatora kubva mumharidzo yatinotenda, isu tichatitora toenda naro mberi.
The devil will be fighting, we know that.
Diabori achange achirwisa, tinozviziva.
But we also know one thing.
Asi tine chimwe chinhu chatinoziva.
He fights a losing battle.
Anorwa hondo yaakatokundwa kare.
2000 years ago he was defeated on the cross of Calvary.
Akakundwa makore 2000
apura.
Amen.
We're going to continue giving him again health kicks until the Lord come to take us home.
Akapuwa butsu ine simba. Ticharamba tichimubutsurawo zvine simba.
I also want to tell you, brothers and sisters,
ndinokudzai zvakare hama nehanzvadzi,
this pulpit that you are seeing,
pulpit yamuri kuona iyi,
is only going to magnify the only name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Ichangokurudzira nekusimudzira bedzi Ishe wedu Jesu Kristo.
God bless you. We have, I know the singers, they've got some songs that they would want to sing for us. So we're going to give them the time. And then thereafter we will dismiss. God bless you. You know, I can talk and talk.
Ndinogona kutaura ndigotaura.
But I'm happy to be here this afternoon.
Asi ndinofara kuva pano masikati ano.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropa
fadzi. As I ask the song leader to come.
Ndichikumbira muimbisi wenziyo atiimbire.
God bless you. It's a wonderful day for the church today, amen.
Amen.
So, I just have maybe two songs here.
Izwa rakanaka kukereke Eastleigh Tabernacle ndine nziyo mbiri dzekukuimbirai.
Not exactly myself, but somebody's going to come.
Pane mumwe achauya.
I would like to ask Sister Ngwenya to come forward.
Chakumbira Sister Ngwenya kuti vauye kuno
mberi. Come, my sister, and give us a special song.
We are hanzvadzi.
Let's appreciate her and support her as she sings forward.
We are hanzvadzi product yekudenga mutiimbire tivaomberere maoko.
Amen. After
Amen.
After Sister Ngwenya.
Mushire ma Sister Ngwenya.
We have Sister Gail.
Tina Sister Gail.
And after Sister Gail, we are going to ask Jonah Taruchka.
Mushurama Sister Gail, Sister Jonah.
Brother Jonah, sorry.
Brother Jonah.
Yes, Jonah Tarushka to come.
So,
let's clap hands for the Lord this afternoon. Amen.